Brahma Vandanam, chapter 14 of the 10th canto, the prayers of Lord Brahma. Sanatana Goswami, in his commentary on this section of the Bhagavatam, he explains this particular chapter, actually, in the form of prayers, what Lord Brahma is doing is he's engaging in Nam Sankirtan. He's glorifying, actually, the different names and qualities of Krishna in these various verses. So as you know, in the introduction, this is very nice. In the summary of this chapter, it said that, it says in this chapter 14, first Brahma, he praises the beauty of Krishna's body. And then he declares that his sweetness is more difficult to comprehend than his opulence. So Brahma had become bewildered by Krishna, a little boy, 7-year-old boy. And he stole his calves and cows. And then Krishna expanded himself, not into only all the different calves and cows, but then he showed that each one of those calves and cows had an individual form, Vishnu Roop, form of Vishnu, Vishnamurti. And seeing that, that was an incredible display of Aishwarya, of opulence, grandeur, power, magnificence. So Brahma saw that. And so he was able, and then he offered his prayers, and you've seen the contents of the prayers. And then he starts off his prayers with this one, saying that, I'm seeing you, but I don't understand you. I can't understand you. So in this introduction, they say that it's very difficult to understand the mystery of Krishna's sweetness, of his personality. It's very, very difficult. So this verse is a famous verse Prabhupada would often quote, Sri Brahma Uvacha, text number 3. Gyane prayasam. Gyane prayasam urupasyana mante eva. Gyane prayasam urupasyana mante eva. Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam. Stane stita shtikatam tanomo vanmano bhir. Ye prayasajita jito yis. You see, Tais Trilokyam. Brahma is telling. Lord Brahma, of course, is the head of our sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. He is the original disciple. So one, if one hears very nicely from his guru as a disciple, then he becomes guru. So Brahma, he heard very nicely. Because in mantra diksha, everything is there. Gyan, Aishwarya, Vigyan, Madhurya, everything is there in mantra. So Brahma, he was initiated by Vishnu in the form of Saraswati. Saraswati Shakti. Dibya Saraswati. The spiritual Saraswati initiated Brahma with the Gopal mantra. And in that Gopal mantra, because Gopal is there, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya, there's Govinda, Gopi Janavalabhaya, and Gopal. So Gopal, all maintenance is there, all creation is there, and all Madhuri and Aishwarya, everything is there in Gopal mantra. So from that one mantra, then he got everything. He realized everything. But still, he could not understand the sweetness of Krishna. It still bewildered him. So this verse is saying, the translation, those, even while remaining situated in their established social positions, throw away the process of speculative knowledge, and with their body, mind, and words, this is Tan, Van, and Man. Like here the pandits always say, Tan, Man, Dan, Guru Samarpan, or Brahman, Panda Samarpan. Forget about the Tan and the Man, just give the Dan. Dan, so with your money, with your Tan is, Tanu is body, Rupam, Sharir, Kalevaram. Tan, Man, Dan, Man is mind, Man, and Dan is your wealth. But here it's saying, Tan, Van, Manobi. So manobir means with the strength of your mind, the bir, the strength of your mind and the strength of your words. Van means vibhacha. The strength of your words and the strength of your mind and the strength of your body. Still, it says here, he's saying, throw away the process of gyan. Gyane prayasam udapasya namante eva. He says, give up udapasya, give up completely. And then with your body, minds, and words, offer respects to the descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations, which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees. Certainly conquer your lordships although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So Brahma is Adikavi. He's considered to be the most intelligent personality in the universe. And obviously he has a head start over everybody else, because he has four heads. I mean, four heads, four, we always say four head, two heads are better than one. We have a phrase in America. So what to speak of four heads? Four heads are definitely better than one. So he has four heads, so he can see all the knowledge, because we can see what's going on in front of us and try to speculate and understand that, but can we see what's going on behind us? Or how about to the far right or left of us? Peripheral, it's called peripheral vision. So Brahma can see all four directions simultaneously and understand where he's going, or who's coming, who's going, who's coming behind him. He can understand everything. So he is the original intelligent person, but he's admitting, and he was initiated by Vishnu. He received all knowledge from Vishnu as the Adi Guru and Adi Kavi, original intelligent person. Received all intelligence from Gopal Mantra by the Shakti, by the mercy of Saraswati, the Shakti of Vishnu. So she's a Sarup Shakti, the personal energy of Vishnu went to initiate Brahma. So that is, that Guru is Sarup Shakti. Guru represents Sarup Shakti. What is Sarup Shakti? Sarup Shakti is Ladini and Samvit. Ladini and Samvit. Ladini is the spiritual love potency, Ananda Shakti, bliss potency. Ladini Shakti. And the personification of Ladini Shakti is Srimati Radharani. And then the other aspect of Sarup Shakti is this Vidya potency. It's called Vidya or Chit Shakti. Sat Chit Ananda, right? So Chit is a knowledge potency. This is Samvit. Samvit. Samved. All knowledge, all potency. So Guru is representing this. So Brahma, he was initiated by the Sarup Shakti, coming as Divya Saraswati, the personal consort of the Lord, the embodiment of Sarup Shakti, Divya Saraswati. And then Brahma became, he was disciple. He heard mantra from Guru. He took Guru Diksha, mantra Diksha. He became transformed. He was in ignorance. Brahma was, he was born from the navel. He's Atmabhu. Atmabhu means self-born. Who's the mother of Brahma?
Narayana.
Aja. Padma's the mother. What Padma? Padma? Oh, I know a girl named Padma. No, not your girlfriend Padma, but the lotus coming out of the navel. Padmanabha. Padmanabha. The Nava means, Nabi means a belly button. You know the belly button? So he came from that. So but he's Atmabhu. He has no mother. Vishnu is his mother and father. He took Diksha from Saraswati. Now he's disciple. But he was in darkness. He went up. He went up all the way up to the top of. He was on a lotus stem. He went to the top and he saw all the different planetary systems there. Then he went down to the bottom of the lotus flower. The bottom of the stem is in the mud. The mud is all the seven planets. The lower planetary systems are in the bottom, in the mud, in the Garbhodak Ocean, right? And then he went up. He went up and down the stem. And he says, "I don't know." He said, Kayami, who am I? I don't know who I am. Everywhere is darkness. Everywhere. I'm in darkness. I don't know who I am. I know I'm supposed to do something, but what am I supposed to do? Sell computers, or should I get a job and should I become a doctor, or I should do business or BCom? What should I study? What should I do with my life? Inherently within myself, I know I have to do something. I'm here. I appeared on this lotus flower. I'm supposed to do something. I don't remember what though. What am I supposed to do? And then you came to find out that you're supposed to be the karta. You're supposed to be the doer, the secondary creator, and working in cooperation with Vishnu. But he was in ignorance. So people are like that. They're in the human, they're just like Brahma. They're born in this body. And they, there's something inside of me is pushing me. I have to do something. Like the people used to see us in the street, and they say, "You guys, why don't you do something? You're just, all you do is chant Hare Krishna and walk around the streets and beg. You should do something. Do something with your lives. You're wasting your lives." Okay, TK. but let us have the choice. Let us have the choice. We'll waste our lives in our way, and you waste your life in your way. Because you're wasting your life. In our viewpoint, you're wasting your life. In your viewpoint, we're wasting our lives. So therefore, you and I are both wasting our lives. So therefore, you waste your life in your way, and I'll waste my life in my way. So it's like this, right? And we'll see who smiles the most, right? And see who wins in the end, right? So it's like this. So Brahma is like us. He did, and we feel, oh, I have to do something. And then we think, I have to do something. And then what happens? Along comes some girl. Some girl comes along and speaks some mantra in our ear. And she initiates us. I love you more than anything. You're my everything. I could never leave you in a thousand lifetimes. Ah, blah, blah. I mean, and then the man, then he takes mantra diksha. And then he doesn't have to think anymore what he has to do.
Get a job, get out and make money, Jack. Give me the honey, give me the money. You want the honey? Give me the money. No money, no honey. That's why the husband calls his wife honey pie. Oh, honey pie. He thinks he's getting honey, and she's like, you know, taking a essence of his life, you know, his very virility is gone. You know. I'll give you the honey if you give me the money. No taka, no paka. Or baka, or whatever you want to say, you know. So it's like this. So Brahma, you know, but he was a little smarter than most of us because we only have one head, so we get a little foolish, you know. This lady comes and initiates us with a mantra. I mean, because we thought we had to do, we didn't know what we were supposed to do in life. You know, should I be brahmachari or should I be single or married? And then she spoke this mantra and then she gave us a convincing truth. Oh, now I know why I took birth. I took birth to be a slave of this lady. That's what I was wondering. I was in darkness my whole life for 25 years. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And I was calling out what to do. Then this lady came and she gave me an initiation. She gave me the mantra. I said, oh, yes, baby. Oh honey pie, you're my. I will serve you faithfully. Now I know that I'm your daso smi. So in the same way, Brahma, he got initiated by this one girl. Came up to him, and she said, "Hey," and she took his ears. "Hey, big boy." She said, "You know, you want to hear this mantra? Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi." That's all for now. That's enough. That'll get you pretty far. So then he said, oh, he started chanting. And how long did he chant? 1,000 celestial years. 1,000 years he chanted his mantra, sitting perfectly straight in Padma Asana. Not like all of us do. Sat perfectly straight in Padma Asana. And then, what happened? He had darshan of Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, and the lotus feet of Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santat sarevu hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna sarupam govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. And he spoke his immortal prayer of Brahma Samhita. Writing down, what am I seeing? I'm seeing, oh, cow, Sulavik, Palyantam, Acha, Acha, Alola, Chandrakala, Sadhana, Mali, Manchi. He's writing down, he's seeing, it's not just some, we read Alola, you know, there's some garland swinging and some Chandrakant, you know. He's singing, writing it down in his diary, his pocket diary. You know, he carried one. So this became Brahma Samhita. So he realized that I have something to do. But he was a little more intelligent. He engaged in the service of Krishna. So Brahma, he is the head of our sampradaya, so that he's speaking this verse after coming to Vrindavan, trying to play tricks with Krishna, and he was tricked. So this verse is explaining, and Prabhupada has given numerous classes on this verse, how difficult it is. It says, even you have to throw away the process of speculative knowledge. In other words, jnana prayasam. We can never understand Krishna by our mental speculation, by the powers of our mentality, our conditioning, our experiencing, our logic and reason. Logic and reason will help us to a certain extent to become established in Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhana. Become established in Vaidhi Bhakti. Who am I? We can use certain logic. What is the identity of the Atma? And these things. But ultimately, when we want to approach Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan, and the pastimes, the sweetness, the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna, logic and reason will have to depart. They are beyond logic and reason. Because our logic and reason are only functions of our material mind. And all of this is aprakriti vastu. Aprakriti vastu means transcendental matter. transcendental subjects, the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the sweetness exchanges, how, because we cannot, our conceptions, we have conceptions based on material logic and material reason. We have conceptions of what is pure. We have conceptions of what is pure and what is impure. And we have conceptions of what is chaste, what is chastity. When we say chastity, like a chaste woman or a chaste man, we have conceptions of what is chastity and what is an unchaste woman. A chaste woman is someone who is a virgin. What we say in English, a virgin or a chaste woman, or you say a kanya. Kanya? Is that right? Hindi, you say kanya? So kanya means a virgin. This is a girl that's never had any conjugal, you know, union, no sex. This is a kanya. So, and then if she's married in a proper ritual, marriage ritual, Vedic ritual, vivaha yagya, then that virgin is given to a proper boy. So this is dharma. This is known as dasavita samskara. So we consider, yeah, she's a very chaste lady. And if she very nicely and dedicatedly serves her husband and doesn't run with any other men, then she's considered to be a sati, a chaste wife. So this is our concept. So this is our what we think is reasonable, what we think is logical. This is from our experience. Now when we take that which resides in our mind and we approach the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we'll say, wait a minute. You know, this is impure. This is not pure. This is impure, their pastimes. And these ladies are unchaste. Radharani is unchaste. She's married to Abhimanyu, but she's running in the forest with Krishna. And all these sakis are all married and are running with Krishna. This is impure. This is immoral. This will be our projection based on our mundane logic. And Brahma himself, who knows more logic than Brahma? Who knows more reason than logic? Talk about Naya. Naya, Naya, Naya means logic. Who has more ability to figure things out than Brahma? But he said, he's telling here in verse 3 of his prayers, listen everyone, throw it out. It will only take you so far. It can establish, if you want to enter the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti, which means spontaneous attachment, and you want to enter the platform of Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti, logic and reason must depart. You must surrender. That's what it says here. Stane stita shruti katam tan mano. He said, you must be stane stita. You translate stita means you must be fixed. You must be fixed. You stay in your stane. You stay in your position. What you should do? It says, jivanti san mukari tam bhavadiya vartam. Sat mukari. Sat mukari tam. Mukha means sat muk. The sadhu muk. The sadhu muk means the face of the sadhu. The face of the sadhu. He will speak. Mukari, he will bhavadiya vartam, says here. Bhavadiya vartam. He will speak intelligent topics, bhavadiya vartam, which will free you from birth and death. Bhavadiya vartam. Very intelligent topics. They will free you from birth and death. And then by the mercy of the sadhu, by the mercy of the guru, then one can actually understand something about the transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Krishna, there's a nice story. Once Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, he asked his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said, what is the difference between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? As you know, the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And Rupa Goswami, he said, when Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, what is the difference between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? That is achintya. That is inconceivable. You cannot understand. So this is the principle that Jiva Goswami explains in Sandarvas. If we want to understand Krishna, really understand and love Him, and enter a loving relationship with Krishna, we must give Him the freedom to be inconceivable. We must allow Him. We must be so kind to Him, because we're also God, right? We're also God. So we must be kind enough to allow Krishna to be inconceivable. It's called achintya shakti, that Krishna has inconceivable power. So therefore, He gave this answer. He said, it's inconceivable. So this is actually what Brahma is saying here, that we cannot, with gyan, with logic, with reason, we cannot understand and conceive the pastimes. So Krishna himself, for all time, he enacted the pastime to show what is real purity. There is no one more pure and there's no one more chaste in the entire creation than Srimati Radharani. Yeah. So to prove this point, Krishna enacted a pastime. Because Krishna is the ultimate guru. Who is the guru of Brahma? Krishna. We always say Krishna enlightened Brahma. But he enlightened him through mantra, which was given by Divya Saraswati. Krishna is the guru of Brahma. Brahma is the guru of Narad. Narad is the guru of Vyas. And this is the parampara. This is Vyasa Puja. We're worshipping all the representatives today. Beginning with Krishna and his divine consort, Divya Saraswati. From Brahma to Narad to Vyas and on down to our guru parampara and our beloved Srila Prabhupada. So, Krishna enacted this pastime as a teacher, as a guru, in his Braj Leela. Krishna once became very sick, and Mother Yashoda called so many, doctors and this and that, and no one could give him any cure. He had intense fever, a headache, and very, very sick, and it was like unconscious. It was just like... So then... Then what happened was Krishna himself disguised himself as a doctor. Krishna's there, he's sick. But now another person came, who was Krishna, because Ananta Rupam. So he took one form of a doctor. And he came and he said, "Oh, Mother Yashoda, your Lala is very sick, he's unconscious. I'm also a doctor." "Oh, chao, very nice. What is your name?" My name is Shamlal. Dr. Shamlal. Shamlal Hakim. Shamlal Hakim. I'm a doctor. Acha. Can you check him out? So then the doctor, this is Krishna, another form, he said, "Oh, he's suffering from a very rare disease. His body is racked with fever. And the only cure for this disease, if a chaste lady brings a clay pot full of water from the Yamuna, and that pot should be full of holes. That pot should have holes, be holes all inside the pot, and if someone can bring water in that pot, then we can, with that water, we can cure him." Mother Yashoda is thinking, "Oh, a clay pot full of holes." You understand English, you understand holes. And bring water. So then Mother Yashoda was in distress, so she said, "What to do?" So she was thinking, "Oh, chaste lady, who are the chaste ladies in Braj?" And then she thought, "Oh, well, Jatila and Kutila, who were the mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Radharani, they're always finding fault with all the sakis. They're always finding fault with Radharani elite. They're always finding faults and they're always being suspicious about their chastity. They're always speaking about them. And I always hearing Kutila and Jatila saying, 'Oh, these gopis, they're married, they're running with this Krishna, they're running with your son, they're not very good, And she's, "What? My son would never. He's always playing with the boys. Why? He's a little lala. He's just in my breast. How are you running with girls? You're talking. You're stupid. Kutila, you're crazy." Because Mother Yashoda has no access to that at all. She's in Vatsalya Bhav. Front. She has blinders, like a horse has blinders. They put these things so he doesn't. If he goes like that, he gets jittery. So he puts the thing like this, and he just looks forward. You take it off, you see something. He goes, throws you off. It's called blinders. It blinds his vision from the side. So. She ran off to yell at. She said, Oh, Jatila, you're a mother like me, and you have, your daughter and your son, and my son's in trouble. He's very sick, and the doctor said some chaste lady has to bring water in a pot full of holes. And I know that you must be the most chaste lady in all of Braj." So Jatila's thinking, "Oh my God. this is really dangerous. How am I going to, I don't know this." And he says, "No, please, I'm really in distress, please help me. I'm begging you, please help me, one mother to another, my Lala, my son, my Kaniya." She says, okay. She went down to the Yamuna, really So she put the pot in the water, and she picked it up, and water went all flying out the whole thing. And then everyone was seeing, and then everybody could understand, what's going on with Jatila. So then her daughter was, and she was watching, she said, "Oh my God, now it's my turn," because she was assumed to be the most chaste lady, right? Second or most chaste. And then she said, "Oh, Yashoda, no, I'm really, I'm a little sick, I can't lift water these days, although gopis lift so much water pots, I can't really lift the water, please, forgive me, No, please. So she picked them up. So now, from this day forward, by this Leela, everyone understood, and they also understood. Oh, boy, we're not chaste. So then they became very humble after that. They weren't accusing any more gopis of being unchaste. So then Yashoda was thinking, oh, what to do, what to do. So then she went to Barsana. Yashoda went to Barsana and saw Kirtida and Vrishabhana. She said, oh, please, I want to ask a favor from your Lali, Radharani. She said, oh, Lali, please, you know, Krishna is so much suffering, you know, and he needs to have water brought in a pot, you know, from full of holes, and only, you know, some chaste lady can bring this. And you can please help Radharani. So with Radharani's logic, with Radharani's reason, powers of reason, she was thinking, this is impossible. It's impossible to bring a clay pot, to fill up water in a clay pot full of holes. It's impossible. By logic, is it possible? No. By reason, is it possible? No. It's illogical and unreasonable. It's impossible. No, it cannot be done. So what did she do? She thought, it is possible. It is only possible by Krishna's mercy. By Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna can make the possible impossible and the impossible possible. So she started praying, oh Krishna, you know, please, you know, Krishna's sick. I don't know, whoever she prayed to, whatever she's praying, oh Krishna, please, if you can help me. only by your mercy can I carry this water. Otherwise it's impossible. And especially since the qualification is only a chaste lady. And I have my husband, and I mean, and everyone, so please, Krishna, if you need this for your medicine, please, you know, please let me bring it to you. So Radharani went down, she went down to the Yamuna. So what happened, when she had, Krishna came inside that pot, and with his fingers, he put his fingers in all the holes. Krishna entered, Anoraniyan, Mahato Mahiyan. Krishna is smaller than the Anu, atom, and he's bigger than the greatest, biggest. Anoraniyan, Mahato Mahiyan. So then he came, went inside the pot, inside the water pot's quite big. He went inside, and with all his fingers, he put his fingers, you know, he has unlimited fingers. Savatok on the bottom, dot Savatok Shishimomakam. Unlimited hands and fingers. So he put all his fingers in the holes. And Radharani, she's holding a pot. Oh, Krishna, please. Okay, Maharaj. She puts the pot in, and she's thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen? And then she brings the pot up. There's the water's there. There's nothing coming out. She puts the water, she puts it upon her head, and she starts walking around. So beautiful. And then she comes to Nandagram, and everyone's like, everybody in Barsana, Yavad, Nandagram, all the Vrishvasis came out. It was miraculous. It was nothing short of a miracle. It was a miracle. It was an impossible miracle. So she came and she brought that medicine into Nandagram, and the doctor took the medicine, he sprinkled the medicine on, this is Krishna, right? Krishna sprinkled the medicine, and Krishna was totally in a coma. And Krishna woke up, oh, like this. So by this story, Krishna is showing that how pure is Radharani? Because only a chaste woman could do such an impossible feat. And so this is her chastity. She's the most chaste woman because the only thought she has is to please Krishna in every second. She doesn't have any other thought or any other feeling. So, but if we apply our material logic and reason, our scale, our standard of purity and chastity, we'll see this lady and all these mundane philosophers and writers and Indologists, when they look at Krishna's past, saying, oh, they say they're immoral, he's a lecher, he's a debauch, and he's violating the sanctity of the Varnashram Dharma. You know, they say many garbage things because they're trying to approach, because they're not going through San Mukaritam Bhavadiya Vartam Jivanti. So without the sadhu mukh, without hearing from the sadhu and serving the sadhu, one can never understand these transcendental topics. It's only by the mercy of the sadhus I can understand. This Napoleon actually made a statement, which our Guru Maharaj used to quote. He said that impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. This quote was actually from Napoleon, because Napoleon was one of the great Mlecha Yamuna demoniac, you know, people of the world, who, you know, has conquered half the world or something. Napoleon Bonaparte. And he was Italian, I suppose, wasn't it? It's an Italian name, or French. Or Italian? French. Frenchman. So, So he was he made the statement, because he could do anything. But then Prabhupada tells a story that he was such a glorious hero, but how did he die? He died by drinking horse urine. You know that? That's how he died. He was captured in some. He was fighting somebody. I don't know who back in those days. And they caught him because he was always proud. He was a horseman. He was leading the troops on his horse, a commander. And he had a very powerful horse. And he was gifted. Everywhere he went, he won. And then somebody defeated him. And then they tied him up and said, "We're going to kill you. This horse's urine is poisonous." Like, cow's urine is good, right? Just like everything else you have to know. Oh, someone might think, oh, cow's urine is very healthy for liver, it's very good. So let me drink horse urine. So one urine is good and one urine will kill you. So they took the urine from his very own horse and said, and they forced him with a gun to drink this. And he drank it and died. So what, such a great hero, and that's how he died, by drinking his own horse's urine. Unbelievable, huh? Prabhupada tells us, I heard on tape from Prabhupada. I don't know anything about history, I just hear from Prabhupada. Maybe right, maybe wrong, I don't know. Like, Prabhupada said it's right for me, that's possible. But we don't care so much about his inglorious death, but we do care about his statement. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Because our Guru Maharaj is very fond of this statement, because he heard it from his Guru Maharaj. Because his Guru Maharaj was the encyclopedia of knowledge, and he had read everything. So he read about the biography of Napoleon from when he was young. So he told it, he came up across this quote, and he repeated it to his disciples, and his disciples repeated it to their disciples. So Prabhupada, all of the Bhakti Santa Saraswati disciples have often mentioned this phrase. So we think, oh, this is something special from Prabhupada, but he heard it from his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta. Impossible is a word in the fool's dictionary. So what is the Siddhanta behind this? What is the tattva? What is the actual scriptural injunction or truth of this? That Krishna has unlimited shaktis, parasya shakti vivadaya shriyate, subhavaki gana balakriyacha. So one of them is called gatana agatana patiyasi shakti. Gatana agatana patiyasi shakti means the power or potency to make the possible impossible and the possible impossible. So this is the technical. So Krishna has that shakti. So if a Vaishnava wants to progress in bhakti beyond the Vaidhi level, because Vaidhi level will keep you in the material world in a nice birth. You'll get a nice body. Very nice. And if you perfect your Vaidhi bhakti, you may go to Vaikuntha in Shantaras and Shantarati to some extent. But if we want to enter the Prem Dham Vrindavan in a loving relationship with Gopi Bhav, with Radha and Krishna and as their servitor, then we must come to this platform of believing, fully believing in the impossible. And because we think, oh, how is it possible? Little old me, I'm a nobody and I don't know anything. How can I get to these highest levels of bhakti? Only by Guru's grace. In Hindi they say, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Only by the mercy of Guru, such things are possible. That's why he says, Sanmukaritam, Sarumukh. From the mouth of the sadhus, the knowledge will come, the transcendental knowledge will come, by which we can perceive and enter into these impossible subject matters. So this is, on this day of Vyasa Puja, we can understand, or try to understand, that on our own it's impossible, just like it was impossible for Radharani to carry a pot of water. But because she took shelter in Krishna, then it was possible. So by taking shelter of Guru and Guru Parampara, then the impossible becomes possible. For example, like on Ekadasi, if we take Manasik Sankalpa, we take a vow, a determined vow in our mind, oh, it's Ekadasi today, for the pleasure, oh Pundrikaksha, oh Lotus-eyed Lord, oh Krishna, today I'm going to perform Ekadasi Vrata with your grace to please you for your pleasure. So we're going to give up eating all food and drinking all water, and sometimes staying up all night, engaging in Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan, for your pleasure, only for your pleasure. May you be pleased with our tiny effort. We are very insignificant, and we are very nothing. We're just one particle of consciousness in the ocean. We are one drop in the ocean of consciousness, like one drop of water in the ocean. How much significant is that? Not very significant. So we're like that, one particle of consciousness in the ocean of consciousness. But anyway, I'm tiny, but my desire is great. I'm very tiny, but my desire is great. My desire is that I can serve you, the greatest. You're the greatest. And that is my desire. So somehow, by the blessing of Guru and Krishna, the day passes and food comes in front of us, water comes in front of us, and different opportunities to eat or drink. And we have this manasika sankalpa in our mind, no, I don't, I won't do it. And then we, somehow by Krishna's grace, we don't. So in the same way, someone who takes a vow of brahmacharya, of brahmacharya sannyasi, he takes a vow, I won't go with a woman. I won't be with a woman, an intimate relation with a woman. So that's his manasik sankalpa. So then he prays to Guru and Krishna. So then so many opportunities come, all kinds of opportunities. You know, women will come to his door, will come to your door, a lonely place, in your cave, will come to your cave, opening of your cave. Now we don't have caves in Benapole, but we have kutirs in Vrindavan, or kutirs in Mumbai, or Delhi, or wherever, or your van, or whatever. And they'll come, and because this is how the Acharya is explaining. Just as one takes a vow not to eat or drink any kadasi, and that's his vow, and then he gets through the day. In the same way, if he always remembers his vow, and he reinforces his vow within his mind. No, I have a vow of brahmacharya. I have taken a vow in this life. I don't want to enjoy intimacy with this woman, any association. Please, Krishna. Then they come and they go and they come and they go. Because just like, it's just the same as ekadasi. It's just like giving up food and drink. It's the same thing. Krishna gives the power. It makes the impossible possible. It's all possible by Guru's grace. So by the mercy of our Gurus, we can understand these topics and enter into these pastimes.